are all there. I'm only narrating it in very brief right now. So then Srila Prabhupada was still giving instructions to his devotees, still telling them about this and that. He would still like to hear about the news of preaching going on everywhere. How many books are getting distributed here? What is the news from such and such temple? And when the time came, on 14 November 1977, it was 7:21 in the evening when Srila Prabhupada in his quarters in the Krishna Balaram Mandir departed from this world. And every year on his disappearance day, Tithi, according to the Vedic calendar, devotees gather from different parts of the world to remember Srila Prabhupada. And in the very same room and on the very same bed that he departed from, there is an arati that takes place exactly at that time, 7:21 in the evening. And there's very little space there, so people gather all outside the rooms, everywhere. There's a hush everywhere as the arati goes on, and some light chanting goes on there, soft chanting, in remembrance of that time. And then Srila Prabhupada, the great general who came here to fight Maya, when he departed, went back to Krishna's abode. Even his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had a similar passing away, with a similar mood. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in Jagannath Puri, and then he moved to Calcutta, and he had mutts there. He preferred to leave his body in Mayapur, in Calcutta. He was in Puri, he could have left his body there. He could have gone to Mayapur and left his body there. But he preferred to be in Calcutta. Why was that? Because he said, I am a soldier fighting on behalf of Krishna. Spiritual soldier, not with guns and bombs, but with the holy name and with the weapon of transcendental knowledge. We are here to fight Maya. And the main battlefields for us are these big cities like Calcutta. Of course, now you would have said, like Sydney, like New York, like Bombay, Tokyo, and so on. So therefore, I want to die in the battlefield. So he preferred to go back to Kolkata or Calcutta. And then in the few days prior to that, he would, even when he was in Puri, he would constantly recite two poems or two songs composed by Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis. Pratyasham me kurtvam govardhan purnam. O Govardhan, please fulfill my every desire. He had only transcendental desires, of course. And the other one was Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. O Govardhan, please eternally grant me residence near you. So these are two famous songs of the Acharyas. So he would sing them regularly and recite these words when he was in Puri, in the few days leading up to his eventual passing away in Calcutta. And then when he arrived in Calcutta, then he called his disciples and gave them instructions. Just see the same pattern. Just like Ramanuja called his disciples, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. And he gave them many instructions. And he too started begging forgiveness from his disciples. Please pardon me for all the offenses I have committed. I may have spoken roughly to many people, but it was only for the service of Sri Krishna. All of you never leave the service of Krishna. Always aspire to be only a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Don't aspire for anything more. Do not be involved in the pleasures of this world. Focus only on our eternal service to Sri Rupa Manjari, who has come as Rupa Goswami in this world. There will be many difficulties that come in the way as we continue the work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but never give up, never be disheartened. In this way, he started giving many, many instructions to his disciples. He also asked one of his disciples to sing the song Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is a very famous song. And maybe the thought just strikes me, should we sing that now?
Yes.
But we don't have the projection, isn't it? So someone has a songbook. But will you all be able to follow if we sing it?
Right.
Try, okay. Anyway, nowadays you have your iPhones and iPads. And, you know, for me it's an iPhone. You may have your... So, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. That's the song. And then he asked one of his disciples, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, to sing this song. Because Rupa Goswami, who's our chief acharya, we are called Rupanukas, follower of Rupa Goswami, he is none other than Rupa Manjari, who is the assistant of Lalita Sakhi, who is the assistant of Srimati Radharani, who is the assistant of Krishna. So that is our mood. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur eventually departed from this world at 5:30 in the morning on the 1st of January 1937. And all the devotees then were of course remembering his glories. They were praying, feeling great separation from him already. But in the passing away, in their passing away, these great devotees, these great acharyas, they teach us the biggest lesson of their lives. They teach us how we should also prepare for that eventual moment that will come to us. As Prabhupada used to tell his disciples, don't think this is not going to happen to you. When he saw himself as skin and bones, when he knew he had very little time left, this is what he told his disciples. Don't think this is not going to happen to you. So prepare for it by being Krishna conscious. So we can get inspiration from these examples, so that we can do our Krishna consciousness with more conviction and more determination. So we will sing now Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. The lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami's eternal form as a gopi of Raja, are my real wealth. They are the object of my devotional service and worship. They are the treasure of my heart, and they are my ornaments in the life of my life. For me, they are the reservoirs of all rasa and the conclusion of all the religion of the Vedas. They are the fulfillment of all my desires and the goal of all my vows, my austerities, my religious activities and the chanting of my mantra. By the power of those lotus feet, my activities will become favorable to devotion. I will achieve spiritual perfection, and with these two eyes, I shall be able to actually see both day and night. The flood of exquisite beauty of Sri Rupa Manjari's divine lotus feet will shine like the brilliant full moon upon the lotus of my heart, soothing my afflicted soul. O Rupa Manjari, the venom of the snake of separation from you has enfeebled my soul, and now my life is ever afflicted and distressed. Alas, please have mercy and give me the shade of your lotus feet. Narottam Das has taken refuge. How many of you have it on your phones? Raise your hand. Okay. Everyone, not everyone, but many. You may share it with your neighbor if you if a neighbor doesn't have it.
Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Shri Mora Sampada Thank you.
Thank you.
कृष्णमाचार्य वृंद की
जय।
श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की
जय।
श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय।
गौर प्रेमानंद
शीला भक्ति रसिक स्वामी महाराज की
जय।